Morning show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
It's 6:11. Good morning, everybody. Brock, Hunter.
Well, morning.
What's up, your ass?
Yes.
I thought you had something to say. You kind of were like, and then you said, I don't know. Maybe I'm hearing stuff. I don't know.
No, I'm just tired, probably. Yeah, just
horsing around. Okay, whatever. We'll move on because this is an awkward segue. Folks, it's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. Let's get it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Well, there's a 63-year-old guy named Kenneth he worked at a Walmart in Moundsville, West Virginia. And during the last 4 months of 2019, he stole $123,775 worth of gift cards.
Wow.
He would activate prepaid MasterCards and Xbox gift cards and said they were paid for with cash, but he wouldn't actually put cash in the register. And then he'd send the gift cards to someone he met on Facebook. When the cops busted him, he told them he was sending gift cards to a woman named Paulina who lived in Belgium, and he even had a picture of her. The cops say, quote, he was actually being scammed, but he believed it was real. Oh, wow. Poor Ken.
It's what was that number? $123,000?
Yeah, just about $124,000 in gift cards.
Like, he probably would have gotten away with, dude, maybe like $1,000 or $5,000.
That's
but he just kept going. You know, he kept doing it. And people are like, all right, we're missing a lot of money somewhere.
Yeah, even a place like Walmart eventually is going to know almost $124,000 gone.
Right.
And you know, you're absolutely right. The problem with a lot of these thieves and everything, they get too big. You got to know when to cut and run, man. Get out of there. Cut your losses. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we don't know who's the person behind Paulina, but we do know that Ken is facing up to 20 years in prison with some fraud charges. So,
hope them Xbox cards were worth it. Hope you beat that game. That's for sure.
Don't you think, like, after maybe the first, like, once you hit $100,000 and you haven't met Paulina yet or your online person, you might start getting a little suspicious that they're not real? I don't know.
People like that don't think that far, though, man. They get so duped into that situation that
Paulina must have been hot if he's willing to send $124,000 in gift cards to her.
Got catfished. Catfished to the max.
Catfished so hard. Well, at least he can, you know, tell his friends about it in jail, about his girlfriend in Belgium.
It never existed. That's what they're going to tell him. He's going to be there crying in jail.
No, she was mine. She was my Belgian sweetheart. No, sorry, Ken. That was fake. And now you're in here with a guy named Tank. And I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
Tank.
I don't know. Tank is very real. All right? Tank is very real.
Very real. Yeah, would you steal your girlfriend from Manta Teo?
Yeah. Come on, man. Just do a little thinking. All right. There you go. That's your 6 a.m. WTF. We'll be back.